Hey, this is Parak Dalit, Buffalo Space Vera. His name is Parak, and actually, next Parak also is kind of a construction map of how the base of Mikdash was built. And I'll just start off with two diagrams to sort of show the end game. So just to show you right now, look here. So this is going to be the overhead view, okay, of what we're building here. And for instance, you'll see the Shaar Gadol over here. There's going to be something called a pish-pish, which is basically a small gate. You're going to need a couple of those. Something called ta'im. There's going to be a lot of different construction things that we're going to learn about in this parak. And this actually comes from the Ksav Yad of the Rambam. And the other view, which I think is important to keep in mind, is going to be this perspective, which is sort of a sagittal cut, looking from the floor up. Again, this is the Kohen standing right over here. So you can get a sense of the height of the Heichal. And then obviously on top, there's an Aliyah, upper room, upper chamber on top of the Heichal. We'll get to what these are soon. And again, it's very, very tactical. Here's the roof of the base of Mikdash. It's all very, very tactical stuff. And we'll try to get through it. The Rambam says as follows. He says in the Parak Dalet Aleph, Eben Ha'isa B'Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Maravo Sha'aleha Haya Ha'aron Mirach. So there was a big rock, big stone in the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the western side of it, and on the Aron stood on top of it. Lefanov Tzinsenes Amant Umati Aron. It's very famous. Sitting before the Aron was both a little bit of the Mun as well as the staff of Aron. So when Shlomo built the base of Mikdash, v'yodosh esofo v'charev, and he knew that the base of Mikdash would be destroyed, v'adabam makam lignus v'aron l'mata, v'matmonios, v'mukos, v'alkakalos. So he basically built this this room way, way, way deep on the ground, where the, what do you call it, through like these, like a labyrinth, that he would hide the aron. V'yoshio melech, tziva, when Yoshio took over and became king, he commanded, v'ginzu makam shabana Shlomo. And he basically sealed off the chamber that Shlomo built. What was sealed off with it? Mati Aaron and Sinsenes, Vishem and Mishkan. So three things: the staff of Aaron, a little bit of Mon, and here's the other one: the oil that was used to Mekadesh, to sanctify the Kelim. And these stayed away in the time to the second temple. Even the Urim Tumim, which we'll get to what the Urim Tumim are later on, during the time of the second temple, did not receive Ruach HaKodesh. And they never asked questions to the Urim Tumim. Ad Osan Osan El Lahashlan The only reason why the Kohen Gadol wore the Urim Tumim was to make sure he had a complete 8 begadim. Without the 8 begadim, Urim Tumim is a beged, even if it doesn't function to bring messages from God. Oh yeah, Lacha Beis. Bayis Arishon, Hayakosal Mato Ben Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim Avav Amma. So in terms of the first temple, there was a wall that divided the inner Kodesh Kedoshim from the outer Kodesh, and its thickness was about an Amma. The Kevin Shabonu Bayis Sheni. Now, once they built the second temple, Nistapik Lam, they were unsure. Im Ove Akosal Hayav Midas Kodesh, or Midas Kodesh Kedoshim. So in this, what do you call it? This wall, okay, that was in between the two, okay. Did it eat into, so to speak, the Kodesh section, or did it eat into the Kodesh Kedoshim? It has to take away some Amma, so to speak, from one of the two. So what do they do? Lefika, Hasu Kodesh Kedoshim, Avav Esrim Amma, Tamimos. So what do? They made the Kodesh Kedoshim 20 Amos long. The also a Kodesh Arbaim Amma Tamimos, and they made the Kodesh 40 Amos. Menucha Amma Yisera, Ben a Kodesh Ben a Kedoshim. And they basically built an additional Amma between the, what do you call it, the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. Lobano Kosel by Sheni, and they didn't build a wall in between the two. El Asu Shtei Parochos, they made two curtains. Achas Mitzad Kodesh Kedoshim, so one was from the Kodesh Kedoshim side. Achas Mitzad Kodesh, and one was from the Kodesh side. Uvenei and Amma, and then there was an Amma in between the two curtains. Can I get Ovei Kosel Shabarishon? So in a sense, it's like the hollow, the space between the two curtains was where they estimated the wall separating the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim would have been. Alam Mikdash Arishon, in the first space of Mikdash, Lo Haisasham Ela Parochos Achas Bavad. There was only one curtain in time to the first temple. Okay. Halacha Gimel. Okay, Hahechal Shabanu B'nei Kola. Okay, so the Rambam's going to focus primarily on the base of Mikdash that was built in the times of the Second Temple. Hayumea Ama Amea Ama Arumea. So it was 100 long, 100 wide, and 100 amos high. Okay, 100 by 100 by 100. The Chenaisa Midas Romo, right? This was the measurement of its actual height. B'nei Gova Shesh Amos Atum Sasum Kamo Yisoba. So they built a base that was 6 amos high from the ground. Rome Kosli Abayis, and then they built the Abayis, the temple itself, or Bayim Amma. So that was 40 amos in height. Rome Akir Shabatikra Amma. There was a ceiling that was 1 amma. Dagabav Gova Shte Amos Panoi. Then there was 2 empty amos on top of that. Shiyichnasbo Hadalaf, that the water would drain into. But who Nikra Base Dilfa? That was actually called the Base Dilfa. The Ovea Tikrash Agabe Beis Dilfa Amma, and the thickness of the roof on top of the Beis Dilfa was an Amma. Ma'aziva Gova Amma, and then there was plaster that was approximately an Amma high. The Aliyah Benuya Agaba, then they built an upper area, like an attic type area. Gova Kosle Arbaim Amma, that was 40 Amma's night, so the Aliyah was huge. Uva Gaga Gova Amma, Kior, right? And then on top of that was this beautiful ceiling that was also an Amma on height. The Masayim Gova Beis Dilfa, another Beis Dilfa that was 2 Amma's on height. The Amma Tikra, 1 Amma of the roof. The Amma Maziva, 1 Amma of plaster. The Gova Maka, Shlosh Amos, the height of the Maka, remember, a flat roof requires a fence around it. So that was 3 Amos height. The Tasho Barzo, there was a type of iron on top, Kamosayef, you know, that was like a sword. Govo Amma, Agave Maka, we've seen this in those pictures. It was on the top of the fence surrounding the roof. It was about an Amma height. Kedishloyanucho Lava Ofos. What was it there for? We didn't want the birds to rest on top of the base mikdash. Ruanikra Kala Ore. It was called the Kala Ore. All right, I call Me Amas. We add all these up, it comes out to 100 Amas. Lachada. Now, that's going from the bottom up. Now, if we go sort of from an aerial view, Minamara Lemizrach, Me Amma, Bezeo Cheshbona. So from the west to the east, okay, from the west to the east side of the base of mikdash was 100 Amas also. So how'd that work out? Arbaak Salim Zelith and Zeh. So there are 4 walls, one within the other. B'nei Shlosh Makom was B'nei. In between, there are 3 empty spaces between each one. B'nei Kosol Maravi, which we're familiar with, obviously. B'nei Kosol Shlothnim, Menu Chamesh Amos. There was 5 Amos between the Kosol Maravi and the inner wall within that. B'nei Kosol Sheni Shlishi, Shish Amos. From the second to third wall was 6 Amos. B'nei Kosol Shlishi Viyah, Shish Amos. Another 6 between the third and fourth walls. B'nei Lamidos, Midos Hein Shal Obe Kosol. Right, and these are the measurements of the width of the kotel. In makam pani shebein shneikso kotel, including the empty spaces that are between the walls. Lorach kodesh kodashim. Okay, the length of the kodesh kodashim itself was esrim amma. Bein shtei parochos matilos ben kodesh beino ben kodesh amma. The measurement amma separating the kodesh kodashim from the kodesh between the curtains. Lorach kodesh rabbi amma. The length of the kodesh was 40. What do you call them? Amos. Bovei kotel mizrachi shabo ashar. And the width of the eastern wall where the gate was located, Shesh Amos was 6 Amos. So the Ulam, which is the entrance to the Kodesh, Achas Esri Amma was 11 Amos. Ove Kosa Ulam Chamesh Amos, the thickness of the wall, the Ulam was 5 Amos. Nimsakol Mea Amos. So this, from the east to west measurement, comes out to a clean 100 Amos. Okay, that's from east to west. Now, Halacha Hemi Natsafal Andara Mea Amma. If we go from north to south, we get 100 Amos. Also, Obeik Okosal Ulam Chamesh Amos. So the thickness of the wall, the Ulam, which is saw before, is 5 Amos. Mikosa Ulam Akosa Kodesh Asur Amos, and there's 10 Amos from the wall, the Ulam, until the wall, the Kodesh. Mikosa Kodesh Yishok Salim Zavanim Zeb, and then the walls of the Kodesh had 6 walls, one within the other. Ubenan Chamisha Makamus Munyan, so in between each wall was an empty space. Mikosa Chiso Menesheni Chamesh Amos, so from the outer wall to the second, 5 Amos, Ben Shlishi, Shlosh Amos. So from the second to third, 3, the Chamesh Ben Shlishi, then back to 5 between the third and fourth, Ben Riyah, Chamishi Shesh, then there were 6 between the fourth and the fifth, Uben Chamishi Vikosal Panimi, between the fifth and the innermost wall, Shesh, 6 Amos, Nimsat Kol Arbaim Amma, Mitzad Zeh. So there were 40 Amos from the side. Arbaim Amma, Mitzad Kishenegdo, Rocha, Vabayas, Yifnim Esrim. And then there was 40 Amos, from both sides of the base of Mikdash. The width inside was 20 Amos. That leads to Hare Mea Amma. So those are the dimensions of the Mikdash, as we saw from that original picture. Halachava. Okay, a pishbash, which I'm pishbash, as I mentioned before, Hushar cut them. It's a small little gate. Ushnei pishbash on Hiula Heichal. There were 2 small gateways into the Heichal, Mitzadei Ashar Gadlosh Memsa, that were on the side of the main entrance in the middle. Echav itself and Echav Darm. One on the north and one on the south. Shevedorim Nichnos Ba'adam Olam. On the southern one, no one ever entered through that Shar Katan. Before Shal Yecheskel Hashar says Sagar Yelo Giftach. So that gate was never opened. Okay, it was Shav Safon Bonatnasim. So the Kohanim would always go through the northern Pishpesh. Mahalach bin Shteyak Solom, and they would walk between the two walls. Ashmagia Lamakam Pasuach Lakodesh Bismolo until they got to the open area in the Heichal on the left. Nechnas Asocha Heichal. They would enter then the Heichal Mahalach at Shar Gadol Posva. They would go to the large gates and open it up. Allah Hazain. Ashar Gadol, this large gate, Haya Rachvo Esra Amos, the Gavo Vigavo Esrim Amos. So it was 10 Amos wide and 20 Amos tall. V'arba D'losos, there were four doors. Hayulo, Shtaim Efim, Shtaim Echlos. There were two doors inside and two doors outside. Chitzonos, Niftachos, Asocha Pesach, Achasos, Ovo, Shokosol. So the outer ones, the outer gates opened into the doorway, which covered the thickness of the walls, of the inner walls. Baptimios, Niftachos, Asocha Base, the Socha Bias, the inner ones opened inside into the base of Mikdash, Lachasos, Acharei D'losos, to cover up the space behind the doors themselves. So you never see those spaces. Lachres. Pisrosh Sha'ulam, going back to the entrance that goes into the Heichal, Hayagavoa Arbaim Amo was 40 Amos in height, Rochav Esrim Lo, and it was 20 width. Lo Hayolo Sha'arim had actually no gates. Vechamesh Malatrios Shalmila Hayu Agave Pisrosh Melmala. But there were these five beams of wood that were on top of the, what are they called, of the, or five beams that were on top of the Ulam that extended above. Hatachdono Deves Al Pesach, Ama Mizeb, Ama Mizeb. So the bottom one extended beyond the Ulam itself, one Ama. And all one of the five, Odefes al Shalmata Mena Ama Mizeb Amizeb. So each one would extend one past the one below it. So it comes out that the uppermost, again, because it keeps extending, the uppermost one was 30 Amos, and there was a bunch of stones, a bunch of rocks between each one of these beams. Lachates. Aichal, okay, the Kodesh. Haya, excuse me, the Kodesh and the Kodeshim. Haya binyanor racham the fun of its sarmachov kamari. So the structure of the holiest area of the temple was set up in a way like a lion, where it's wide in the front and narrow in the rear. The atzium, hayu makif in the bayis mukula misavir chutzakos amasiba. So there were these balconies. Okay, again, remember that height we saw. There were balconies that extended from the wall where there was a staircase that went winding down. Okay, and it surrounded the base of Mikdash. Yatzia tachdona chamesh. And the, what do you call, the lowest balcony was five, Robad al-Gaba Shesh, and what do you call, the road above it, so to speak, was six in length, Yatziyam Sa'ay Shesh, and the middle projection area was six, Robad al-Gaba Sheva, and then the pathway on top of it was seven, Valyuna Sheva, and the top one was Sheva, Shenemar HaYatziyat Tachtam, V'chani Yashlol Shlitziyam, Makif in the Bias, and so too, These three balconies that covered that surrounded the base of Mikdash, Mishlosha Rukosa that surrounded from three sides, the Chain Savla Kosle Ulam Milamata. They also surrounded the walls of the Ulam on the bottom, Adamala until the top of it, Kacha Yu Am Achas Chelek Roba Shoshamos. And it was always set up as one Ama smooth and then three Amos, one empty Ama and then three Amos of projection. The Ama Chalak Roba Shoshamos. And again, you'd follow this pattern. One empty, three, so to speak, pushed out. One empty, three pushed out. Adamala. That's how you build, so to speak, these projections. Menimsa harodrim ukafon uksalim. And therefore, this is how these projections surrounded all the walls. Rochav klorofa shlosh amos amala. So each projection was three amos in width until the top. Being called robot ama. And between each area was one ama. Robot elyon harofa aramos. And the uppermost projection was four amos. Yes, this is very, very tactical stuff. So all these empty areas that were between the walls, they had a name. They were called Ta'im. What are they called? Benimsu Ta'im, Humukafon Mekdash, Chamishim in the Tzafon, Chamishim in the Darim, Shloshim in the Mar. And we see that there were three levels of Ta'im that surrounded the base of Mekdash, five in the north, five in the south, and three from the west. Shlosha Diyoto Sayu. There were also, three levels, Hayad Yuta, Al-Gabed Yuta. There was one diuta on top of another one. Nimsu tesvav taim. So because there were three levels, right, multiplied by what he said before, that comes out to tesvav taim bedarim. There are 15 taim bedarim. Chamisha gabe chamisha bechamisha gabein bechem esav chamisha. So you had five on top of five on top of five, and then so too in the northern part, 15. Ushmona taim ayiv marav. You had eight empty areas in the west. Shlosha gabe shlosha, three on top of three. Ushnayim agabein, two what it called on one level. The diuta achas. There are only two on one of the levels, but three on the other two levels, which comes out to a whole lamaches time. That's why you got 38 total time. Okay, lachid aleph. Shlosh psachim ayu lekol echav echav in the time. each of these open areas, right, they were called Tayim, had entrances, okay? Three entrances to each Ta. Echa l'sa min yamin. So there was one to the right, Echa l'sa min yismol, and one from the left, Echa l'sa sha'agaba, and one to the one above it. But we carry Mizrachat Sonus, and the north, the empty Ta in the northeast corner, Shebid Yuta ha'insoez, that was in the middle level, Hayu chamish mizrachim, and five openings. Echa l'ta min yamin, one from the right, Echa l'ta sha'agaba, one from above it, Echa l'mesiba, one to the staircase, Echa l'ta sheish ba'pishvesh, one to the area of the small gate, back of the heichal, one to the heichal itself. Now back to the staircase. Mesiva haisa ola mikarem mizrach asonis. So this staircase went from the northeastern corner, the karen sonis merav shabbat, to the northwestern corner. Hayol the gagos tatayim up to the roof tatayim, empty areas or cells. Hayol mesiva upon the mara. When you went up the stairs. So you're facing the west. Halachas kol pnei hatzafon. You'd walk the entire northern side. Ashu magil amarav until you got to the west. Magil amarav. When you get to the western side, hafach pan of the darim. Then the kohen walking would face the south. Halachas kol pnei marav. You walk the whole western area. Ashu magil darim. Then that's the southern side. Magil adarim. When he gets to the southern side, hafach pan of the mizrach. Then he would face east. By malach adarim. He'd walk the southern side. Ashu magil pescha shaliyah. Yeah, until he gets to the opening of the upper story. Because the opening to that upper story was open to the south. Finally, in the entrance to the upper area of the Beis Mikdash, there were these two beams made out of cedar that what it called you would use to climb up to the roof of the aliyah. Roshei pispasin hayim avdilin baliyah ben gag kodesh gag. Kodesh Kodashim. That was very interesting. There were these marks on these posts that told you the difference between the roof of the Kodesh and the roof of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Lulun, Hayub Suchen, Ba'aliyah, the base Kodesh Kodashim, Shemahem, Mishal Shanes, Umnim, Betevos, Kodesh Liazunanim, base Kodesh Kodashim. So there was a little tiny holes that were made in the roof over the Kodesh Kodashim that the expert repairmen would be able to be lowered in like boxes, and they would never actually look, so to speak, into the Kodesh Kodashim. To avert their eyes as much as possible. Once a year, every Pesach, they would go ahead and coat the entire Beis HaMikdash with cement. Okay, that ends Perek Daled, and we'll pick up Perek tomorrow.